Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that's that Miss Jenny Grubb from Longview, Washington. Going to call up and sing a song that Chrissy Lane made famous way back when. I'm going to play a little six string for Jenny. I'm standing back of her. She sings One Day at a
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long once more to be.
Once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy.
With my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious graves.
Well, good morning, everyone, and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we are asking for the presence of the Holy Spirit to be with us this morning, to take us deep into thy word, Father, giving us a greater understanding and opening our hearts and minds to be receptive. Give us the strength and power, Father, to stand and walk upright and walk in thy spirit. And Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to be continuing on here with a book, with this Psalms. Psalms 119. Hopefully after this morning, about one more service and we'll be through. You know, there was a lot to Psalms 119. We don't stop and think a lot of times just how much there is in the Word of God. There's 176 verses in just Psalms 119. And right now, we're going to be beginning with 81. And hopefully get into the hundreds. But we'll have to see what the Spirit's got for us. So here, beginning with 81, says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. Thy persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinance, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen and end of all perfection, but thy commandments is exceeding broad. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than the honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. And may the Lord add his blessing unto the reading of this his word. And now may the Holy Spirit come forth to bring to you and I the message that you would have us to receive this day. And we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. We know, you know, we all know that we pray to the Father. But we are to pray to the Father through Jesus, because everything has to go through him. And it does both ways. Our words to reach the Father has to go through Jesus. And the Father comes through Jesus to reach you and I. But everything goes through him, because he's the one that paid the price for you and I. And you know, I believe that so the lack of understanding of that is why a lot of our people, they hear words, but they really don't hear, because it don't get into the heart. Unless the word gets into the heart, it's not going to do you any good. It's not going to help change your life at all. Unless our lives change, we're not going to make heaven our home. We're all going to split hell wide open. That ain't no place to be. But you know, that ain't even the worst place to be. The worst place will come after the Lord comes back to earth and spends 1,000 years here as king. And then that great white throne judgment. And then everybody that is not and has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and those that has not made, going to find themselves in the lake of fire. And the Bible tells us that it'll burn forever and that the worm never dies, letting you and I know that there's not going to be any end to that pain. And we're finding here in Psalms 119, up to this point, almost every word has been showing us how important God's word is, how we are to take them, and how we are really to live in them and walk with them. And it's not changing here this morning, because he uses different words for the word, but it all means the word. Here in 81, he says, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Well, we know that our hope of making heaven our home lays within his word. And if we will live that word, then we can make heaven our home. But if we don't, then we're going to see hell. And as we go through the New Testament, even, we find time after time where different ones have missed the mark. Verse 82 says, my eyes fail for thy word, saying, when will thou comfort me? When will thou comfort me? And what's going to comfort us? His word. You know, it's so simple. And yet, I think that simplicity is what's causing a lot of people to misunderstand things. Because it's not hard. I know before I accepted the Lord, very few people would even have wanted to know me. Because I wasn't a good man. Now, as I look back, I can see that. And yet, I was raised in the church, just as my children were raised in the church. I got one daughter that throws that at me all the time. Not all the time, because I don't see her that often. But right now she's lived in Alabama. But she'll tell me, Daddy, I don't go to church because when I was at home, you made me go. That's what I was supposed to do. We're told to do it. God's word tells us to raise them up in the ways of the Lord. When they get to be adults, there ain't much we can do about it. Only pray for them and pray that they'll eventually find that light. Now, we know that it is his words, and knowing how much he really loves us, how much he really did love us, even when we were sinners. He died for mankind when most all of mankind at that time were sinners. And it was man that hung him on the cross. And yet, when he was there, look what he did. He asked the Father to forgive him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He wasn't angry with them. And sometimes we get angry so easy. And that's something we need to really watch and care about. Now, there is a righteous anger. But we better make sure we know the difference between the two. Because most of the anger is not righteous. But we can have anger against things that are sin. And that not be wrong. First, we have to know what sin is. And most don't. They don't know. And that's why they don't live without it in their life. All right. 83. He says, "For I am become like a bottle in the smoke. Yet do I not forget thy statutes." Now, a bottle in the smoke, that puts it in a haze, don't it? It's hard to see. You can see it, most usually, but it makes it hard to see. But he says, "Yet do I not forget thy statutes." He's not forgetting God's word. Even though a lot of things that is hard for you and I to see and to understand in this Bible, yet we don't forget what we know, and we start asking God for help to give us the understanding for those things that we'll come across that we hadn't thought about before or known even of their existence. But it all boils down to being his word. He calls it statutes. But that's what statutes are, is God's word. It's his promises. And the things he tells us to do and not do. And it's all part of his word. 84. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? Well, we all know that when we walk with God and walk in his word, we have those that are out there persecuting us. They lie about us. They'll lie against you. They'll do everything they can to hurt you, especially with others, because they not only don't believe in your way, but they don't want you talking to their friends either. And a lot of them will tell you that as you talk to them. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that stuff. One day they're going to want to hear it, and it'll be too late. Because they're going to be standing before him and hear him say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew ye." And this is something we all have to accomplish, is going to Jesus for forgiveness, but also really knowing him, knowing who he is, what he is, how he is, and what work is his. Because we all must also end up with the Father, and the only way we can do that is through Jesus. And that's why we're told in the scripture to pray to the Father in Jesus' name. And we need to know the functioning of, actually, of three. And one day, we're going to know about four more that the Bible don't tell us about. But in the book of Revelation tells us there is seven spirits of God. We only know of three. And we're not going to know anything about them other four till we get there, if that's where we go. Now, 85. says the proud have dig pits for me, which are not after thy law. The proud, those wants to do nothing except what they want. They don't want anything to do with God's way or anything the way of the church. They want the ways of this world out here. They want the things of this world out here. And they're not trying to work for things in heaven. You know, that's where we were so wrong when we were not right with God, is because we thought we had to have so much. And, you know, we didn't realize that the more we work for his kingdom, the more we have here on this earth, and the more he'll give us, even things of this world. I know that all too well, because I know what he's done in my life. 86. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. And we all need to be going to God and asking him to help us, to keep us strong, to help us to strengthen our faith, help us with greater understanding of his word, and to keep us filled with the Holy Spirit. If we'll do that, he'll do his work. But they are things you and I have to do first, because he works through mankind. 87. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. There was a time that I was lost. Satan was consuming me. But once I went to the Lord and I brought the Lord into my life, I also was bringing God's word into my life. But it has to be done in honesty and sincerity. And most don't. And unless it's done in sincerity, you haven't accomplished anything. Now, 88. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. How can I keep the testimony of God's mouth? How do I know what he's saying? I've got it all right here in my hand. This Bible is a work of God. These words are his. These are words he spoke. Now, he spoke them to a man, had that man record them. Just like he speaks to you and I today, to others. But we let him speak through us. Now, we're going to be dealing here for a little bit here, next few verses, with faithfulness unto all generations. 89. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy what settled in heaven? His word. Everything he has said, everything that is recorded in this Bible has been set in heaven. It's established. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. All generations. Mine, my mother and dad's, my grandmother and grandfather, my great-grandmother and great-grandfather. And it will be for my children's generation and my grandchildren's generation and great-grandchildren's generation unless he comes back for the church before. And that's another thing that's not being taught enough about in this day and time, about him coming back for the church. Because when he does, there'll be no Christianity left here on this earth. It's going to be a great tribulation. And that great tribulation, man, we don't want no part of it, because the book of Revelation tells us all about that. And we know that we don't want any part of that. But those that when he comes to the church that are not ready, that don't belong to him, is not going to go with him. They're going to be left behind here on this earth to go through that tribulation in times like they never even dreamed of. Verse 90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth. We know he did. He spoke the earth into existence. And it abideth. It's still here. Now, one day, it's going to disappear. See, that's something else that's really not taught in our churches. This earth, as we know it, one day, is going to be gone. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. We'll not even recognize the new earth. But those that haven't made it, it ain't going to make any difference because they're going to be in hell in that lake of fire. But we know that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Because the Lord's word is another thing that is going to abide forever. It's not going to change. Even when this life and things are over and we are all in heaven, his word is still there. And we're still going to be living by his word. Now, 91. They continue this day according to thine ordinance, for all are thy servants. All. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. And all of us that is living for him will continue in his word. He's calling it ordinances, but it's his word because that's what the ordinances are. And why? Why do we do it? Because we are his servants. But not only are we servants, we are also his friend and his children. We carry many, many titles. You and I, Dennis, we are brothers. We're children of God. We're preachers. We're pastors. We're saints. According to God's word, we are saints. You see, we carry many, many, many titles. And that's why we have to walk according to his word and in his word and in the spirit. And unless we do that, we're not going to make heaven our home. And I sure don't want the other place. I don't want that fire. And I'm one, I don't like the cold. But I don't want that kind of heat. I don't need that much of it. Now, 92. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. Unless I walk in his word, unless I have joy in walking in his word, he says I'd perish. That I would perish. And you'd perish how? In our afflictions. For he'll take care of them if we walk with him. Now, 93. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I'm not going to forget his words and his precepts, his will and his way. See, this covers a whole lot of things. And that's why in reading it, we need to stop and take it verse by verse to really see what is being said and how he guides us. But that is also what keeps me and you. It quickens us and keeps us. 94. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. I am thine. Save me, for I have sought thy precepts. You know, when we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what's happening. We go to him because we have heard some of the word. We've heard enough that it's working with our heart and our spirit. It's letting us know that we have a need for something that is better and greater than ourselves to get us through this life and into the next. And we're all going to go there. We got those that think, oh, you know, there's coming a time I'm just never going to exist. That's not so. And we're told that in the New Testament. We'll be getting into some of those messages on down the road. But still, those that believe that are being deceived by Satan. Because they say, well, we're just going to die and then we won't exist. Uh-uh. Because for one, you're not going to die. You're just going to move. This body is a house, we're told that in the Word. It is a building. And we're not to be the only one living in this building. It's supposed to be us, as we are, who we are, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, all living in this body. And then, one day, we're going to leave this body. It's going to go back to dirt where it come from. We're going to put on that heavenly body, which is never going to die. So in other words, as far as we say death, no. We're going to let the body go back to dirt. But we're not going to die. When you step out of this life into that next body, you're going to go on to where you're going to spend eternity. You're either going to go on into hell, or you're going to go and be with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, now, Pastor, you don't know that. Oh, yes, we do. We're told that in the Bible. Well, we must give the example of Lazarus and the rich man. Lazarus, when he gave up his body here on this earth, where is he? He exists. He's in the bosom of Abraham, In other words, he's in heaven. Where'd the rich man go when his body went back to dirt? He was in hell, begging God to let Lazarus just come dip his finger in water and touch his tongue. He was in that kind of misery. Just to put a tip of your finger in water. Tongue that hot. Think about it. No, I don't want that kind of heat. And then that ain't even the worst. The worst would be after I'm thrown into that lake of fire. No. Don't want them things. Now, 95. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. Well, we know Satan's always after us. And he's not going to quit. He'll quit for a while if you are a child of God. He'll quit for a while because he can't stand against the name of Jesus. And when he starts coming against us, we start using Jesus' name, he's got to go. Now, he may leave something with you you don't want for a while, and the Lord may let you carry on with whatever he has brought you for a little while. But eventually, he'll remove it. But sometimes, it takes those things for you and I to learn. Because we get hard-headed at times. And there's things that we don't know about that we do that we hadn't quite learned yet and learned that it's wrong. But sooner or later, we will learn it. Now, there are things that is wrong that we do that the Lord don't count it as sin for us because we didn't know it was wrong. It's not sin until we know it's wrong. It's not sin that's counted against us. It's sin and it's wrong. But it's not held against us until we know it. Now, he'll let us know it eventually. If we're doing it, he'll let us know. Somewhere down the line, he's going to let us know, no, don't do that, that's wrong. And then we don't do it anymore, because we do it then, it becomes sin. 96. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceedingly broad. He has seen the end of all perfection. You hear him say today that there's none perfect, no, not one. That's not right. Because we all, in order to make heaven our home, have to obtain that spiritual perfection. Now, this body is not perfect. But this body cannot be let sin either. And this body will make mistakes that it don't know. So the spirit, when the spirit finds out something's wrong, it stops the body from doing it. It tells the body, you don't do that no more. And look how many we got out here today that don't know these things. We got them out here that's got 5 and 6 wives. That's wrong. You now got a friend that didn't know that for years. He'd married 6 times. But then one day he found the Lord Jesus Christ and he found out that he was wrong. So he stopped, and he wouldn't remarry again. You see, you can be forgiven for any sin you commit except one. And that's the blessing of the Holy Spirit. And that's the only one you can't be forgiven for. And that word blessing means a lot of things. But we'll get into that at another time. But you need to be forgiven for committing murder. Adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, all of that. You can be forgiven for it, but you've got to quit it. And then you don't never do it again, because once you find out something's wrong and then you do it, you're doing it knowingly and willingly. And we're told in Hebrews, there's no forgiveness for that sin. So we have to learn these things. And so we make mistakes. But as long as we haven't known, and it hasn't been known and willingly done, then we can be forgiven for it and get it out of our lives. Now, here in 97, we're going to be talking about how we love the law. Verse 97 says, "Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day." His law. We should be meditating, thinking about his will, his way, his word all day long. Off and on. Because as we travel through this world, there are other things that we are committed to in order to survive as we travel through. But this world is not our home. We're strangers here, passing through. That's what the scripture tells us we are. We're just passing through here. So we need to be meditating on God's word and his will, his way, and meditating on him all through the day. In fact, all through our waking hours, whether it be day or night. It's like now. If I wake up at night, and I have most usually, I'm up at midnight every night. And I'm making a practice at midnight for prayer. 98. Thou, through thy commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Well, we know they're all around us. Mine talk about me all the time, and I know that. I know who some of them are. And then I know I've got a lot of them out there I don't know. But they still talk about me. Now, 99. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I have more understanding than all my teachers. How can we do that? How can you have more understanding than your teachers? It's through the word of Almighty God. And the understanding comes from the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. He's the one that gives us our understanding. Gives us our knowledge. Gives us our understanding. He gives us our power and our strength. And that's all because we do keep his word. As verse 100 will tell us, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precepts. 101. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. In other words, I'm walking on in God's word. I'm not walking in the ways of this world. I'm not walking in evil ways. That's what this refrain, my feet, means. I'm keeping them from it. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. We don't walk the ways of this world. We walk in the ways of the kingdom of Almighty God. And we do that by keeping his word. 102. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. Are we? Are you still all right in his judgment? In his judgment. Not ours, but in his. For thou hast taught me. That's the only way we can be right in the judgment of God, is by the teaching of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, giving us the truth and the way that God wants us to work. 103. How sweet are the words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. That ought to really keep you filled with joy in knowing that God's word should be sweeter to us than honey. That'd take a lot of doing. And only his word can do it. We'll end the day here, this next verse. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. I get understanding through the word of God, and I hate all of the false ways of this world out here. These verses are small, but when you really stop and think about what they're saying, they're not as small as they look. That one is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 words. And we take that as being small. But what it's saying makes it a lot bigger and a lot more understanding. All right. You got anything you want to say to the people? All right, let us pray. We'll bring things to a close. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, help us along the way. Help us with strength, the strength of the Holy Spirit, to keep us, Father, so that we don't falter, we don't fall, and that we walk according to your word, filled with it. And we know, Heavenly Father, that to do that, it takes that Holy Spirit. Let us not stray. Keep us strong. Keep us in health, Father, each and every one of us. And Father, I pray for your saints wherever they are in the world. and ask the Holy Spirit to keep them safe, keep them in health, and see to their needs. For Jerusalem and Israel, Father, we pray for peace for them. But even more than that, Father, we pray for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah, so that one day Israel will be known as a land for Jesus. This land of ours, Father, it's walked so far away, turned its back upon the Lord Jesus Christ, took him out of every place he was in. Don't want his name mentioned nowhere, Father. Don't want it used in our prayers. We know why. We understand why. Satan don't want that done. But Father, never let us stray from that. Always, always lifting up the name of Jesus. And help us, Father, come this election time to remove those from office that have brought this evil upon this land and its people. And help us to replace them with ones that will work with us and for the Lord Jesus Christ, for your church and for your people. And help us to put our government back upon the land and the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray now for Dennis, James Taylor, for Kenny, for Terry Coates, for Millie and Bobby Johnson, and for all of our families, Father. We all have family members that are not walking with you. We pray for each one of them, Father, that the Holy Spirit will work with them, bring to their conscience the need of a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and bring them, Father, to a place to where they will go to Jesus, that they will seek forgiveness and become one of your family, one of your children, Father, so that none be lost and all can find and have salvation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. And remember, at 6 p.m. this evening, we can all be together again and back into the Word of God. So until then, walk with him and he'll walk with you. Bye-bye now. No.